We can begin the public hearing. First, we'll do committee introductions, and we'll start with a good friend.
Good afternoon. My name is Ralph Tucker. I come from Brunswick, and that's House District number 50.
You're next.
Wow.
Bob Duchesne, House District 121. I live in Hudson and represent 5 towns in the area.
Joan Welsh, District 94. I represent Camden, Rockport, and Islesboro.
Representative Harlow.
My name is Denise Harlow. I represent District 36, which is part of Portland and part of Wilton.
Dick Campbell, represent District 130, which is Bucksport and Orrington.
State Senator Kathy Breen. I represent the town of Gray, Falmouth, Yarmouth, Cumberland, a little bit of Westbrook, and Chabig and Long Island.
And as the Representative Harlow, you're going to have to do better and keep your caucus together and get the name on time. Representative Buckland, would you introduce yourself?
Thank you, Senator Saviello. I'd be happy to. Andy Buckland from Farmington, Maine, District 113, comprising the towns of New Sharon and Farmington.
State Representative Dustin White. I live in Washburn. I represent District 146, which is Central Aroostook County.
Jeffrey. Representative Jeff Hanley from Pittston. I represent District 87, which is Randolph, Pittston, Ulner, and Waskesson.
Well, thank you. And we're about to start, but I think what we've just talked over. I'm sorry. Forget. I know who I am. I'm Tom Saviello, the senator from District 17, which is the center of the universe, which is Franklin County. And we have two wonderful analysts. Our analyst is Daniel up there, and Teresa is over here, Griswold, who will be our clerk, and she's got some able-bodied assistants as she's learning the ropes. And Dan's going to just take a minute to explain these types of bills in public, private, and special laws, just for a minute before we start the hearing.
Dan Tartikoff, I meant, I think I labeled 1478 in the top right corner. It says Chapter 1 Bills on the top. This is, I literally cut and pasted from our legislative drafting manual. So you're all familiar with the difference between acts and resolves. There are two types of bills that create or affect laws of potentially unlimited duration. Public law bills propose laws that affect all the people of the state or all persons or things of a particular class. Since these bills affect the general law, the sections of a public law bill that are of general or long-lasting application are almost always allocated to the main revised statutes. We discussed last session the difference between an allocated and unallocated law. And the easy way to tell that is they're underlying. And allocated law goes in this prop I have, the red books, the main revised statutes. Those are general laws. Private special laws are distinguished from a public law bill and that has a much narrower scope, but it is still a law of potentially unlimited duration. A private and special law bill proposes a law that relates to particular persons or things or to a class of particular persons or things or operates on or over a portion of a class instead of the entire class. Private and special laws, along with unallocated sections, are published in the laws of Maine. They both have the same effect. Resolves also go in here. So I just wanted to give you that introduction to what this is. It's been drafted as a private and special law. Obviously, the committee can do with it what it wants, but I just wanted to let you know about that, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions on this? Thank you. Okay. And so for those of you who have not been before, I'll just read this so everybody understands where we are. All persons testifying in this public hearing are advised that the hearing is being broadcast throughout the building and on the Internet, so be very careful what you say. If you want to say nice things about Representative Harlow, it's okay. We'll know that they're not true. No. It may be heard and recorded by persons listening online. In addition, written testimony provided at the public hearing will be distributed to each member of the committee and will be posted on the legislative website for viewing by all interested parties later. And we are not running the clock. I'm confident that you all will stay within a reasonable time. But if my co-chair and I find that you're kind of repeating yourself, we'll kind of remind you. And if you find that someone has pretty well stated what you feel before, it's okay to say, I agree with them, and I'm here to support that statement. that would be appreciated, because we're a little bit behind, but we will listen to all. And the normal procedure will be for any legislator or the bill sponsor, which will be Senator Breen in a minute, and any legislator that would like to speak, and then we will go to the general public. We'll take those in favor of the bill first and those opposed to the bill. And I didn't speak to my co-chair, but do we want to get the EP's opinion right off the bat, or do you want to wait until we finish? So we'll go to DEP right after Mark, and then we'll go to the general public.